Good afternoon. Welcome to today's meeting for the British Columbia Electoral Boundaries Commission to gain input from the residents of Trail on our upcoming process. I'd like to acknowledge that we're joining you today from the traditional territories of the Tunaha and the Okanagan nations, and we're grateful for their stewardship of these lands. My name's Anton Bogman. I am a commissioner with the BC Electoral Boundaries Commission. I'm also the province's chief electoral officer. Please allow me to introduce the other commissioners on the commission. On the left is Linda Tynan. She's a commissioner and a local government advisor. On my right is the chair of our commission, Justice Nitya Iyer of the BC Supreme Court. Before we have the floor open to presentations, I'd like to tell you a little bit about who we are, what we do, and what are the considerations that we have when we go about this process. We're an independent and nonpartisan commission. We're created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours convene after every second provincial general election to review the areas, the boundaries, and the names of the province's electoral districts. Our job is to review these factors and make proposals for change to the BC legislature. The way that we do this is that before we make any decisions or have discussions about the electoral boundaries, is we first ask BC residents for their thoughts and their views on this topic. And that's the purpose of today's meeting. After this first round of public consultations, we'll publish a preliminary report with our initial proposals. And we aim to have this complete by early fall of 2022. We will then have a second round of public meetings, again asking for input on the proposals. Following that, we will write and publish our final report and recommendations. This final report must be published by April 2023. Ultimately, however, once we've submitted our recommendations, it'll be up to the BC legislature to review, to accept some, all, or none of our recommendations. So what are some of the factors that we consider as we do our work? Well, the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act explains what they are. Our governing principle is representation by population, and it's defined in the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. In order to achieve representation by population, we must consider a number of factors. Geographic factors such as accessibility within an electoral district or the size of an electoral district. Demographic factors such as population numbers, rate of growth, and communities of interest. The means of communication and transportation within an electoral district are also considered. We must try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district. But we can exceed this range, if necessary, if we think it's important to provide for effective representation. The average number of people in each electoral district is currently 57,000. There are 87 districts in BC. The Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional districts for a maximum total of 93. So at this time, we have no individual signed up to make a formal presentation to the committee. If you would like to make a presentation or even have some comments that you would like to appear on record, I invite you to first see Chad at the front desk or to come up to the table right now to make your comments, and we can record your name and other information as you do that. So seeing that there are no formal presentations to the commission, I will formally close the commission. I will make a few other comments, and we won't be leaving right away. We will be sticking around if anyone would like to have an informal conversation with any of the commissioners. This meeting is being audio recorded. We're recording all of our public meetings, and we'll be making them available on our website at www.bcebc.ca. If you'd like to learn more about how we're making these audio recordings available, our privacy policy is also on our website. as we continue through this region to have public meetings, we recognize that not everybody is able to make one of the scheduled meetings, and we'll be holding a virtual meeting for the Kootenays and for the Okanagan areas on Monday, April 11 at 5 p.m. So if you know of anyone who would like to make a presentation to the commission, we would appreciate you spreading the word around that virtual meeting. Also, if you know that someone who hasn't been here has information that they can submit directly to the commission via the website. And sometimes we recognize that people, when they attend a meeting, they may not have an idea, but they might talk to someone later on and get some ideas that they would like to communicate with the commission. So our website is open 24 hours, and we welcome people putting their submissions onto the website. So thank you for being here at this meeting. I regret that there were no presentations formally for the commission, but I now declare this meeting closed. Thank you.